It's Joe Raitt, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've been having a lot of fun today. We're live in our studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids, looking out the window, partly cloudy, bumping up against 50 degrees. It's football season. It's bird hunting season. It's deer hunting season. This is my time of year. Man, I don't know what to do when I get out of here, but I know I'm doing a lot of it. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
I can see the musk coming out of your forehead right now.
Yeah, you can almost smell it through the radio.
It's a manly thing.
Yeah.
You know, I just got a text from Todd Visser over at Zager's, and they have $200, $100 to $200 off on all their smokers right now. So they have the Goodwin smoker over there, and the Big Green Oyster or something like that. And they also have a turkey and chicken class November 5th. And if you just call them at 957-4456 for details, you'll get it just in time for Thanksgiving. So that's a really good idea. Turkey and chicken on the grill.
Yeah.
If you got a smoker,
and
a great way to do it.
Zager's has three locations, so look them up at ZagersPoolSpa.com and check it out. There's one near you, and they all carry great grill selection. So
yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
957-4456. Shout out to Todd Visser, Zager's.
Yeah. You know, this hunting season is just, it gets my juices flowing. And there's a lot of things that you can do to make hunting camp good. A great list, we've talked about that. Just preparation, make sure your firearms are sighted in. But one of the things that is near and dear to my heart is making sure that you got good food for the guys. Because when you're outside all day long, you come back, usually it's a light breakfast because you get up late. You maybe had a little too many beers the night before. So you're rushing out to get in your stand. But you come back for lunch between that morning and evening hunt, and you're hungry. But a lot of times I try to carry stuff with me.
Like the three food groups?
Yeah.
Meat.
Yeah. And we got a guy on the line right now that knows meat. It's our favorite Polish butcher, Tim Sobey. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, man, we're fabulous. How are you?
Good. When I called, we're not going to talk about it on the radio, but I proved again I truly am Polish, didn't I?
You did, and we'll share that story another time. But
yeah, that's right.
Tim, one of the things I wanted to talk about with you today was I'm a guy that loves your meat sticks, and you've got a dozen flavors over there that you make right there. You smoke them up. And, you know, I buy half a dozen of them in five or six flavors, and you are nice enough to put them in separate baggies. Oftentimes, I'll grab a bag of those and stick them in the pocket of my hunting coat when I'm going out to sit in my blind. My question is am I at any risk if these things aren't kept in a cooler temperature? How long can they be out? Can I take them out of my pocket and put them back in a cooler, back and forth? How's that work?
Smoked meats really have a lot of forgiveness, so absolutely, you can take them out, put them back in, kind of a thing. If they cool, warm, cool, warm, there's a lot of forgiveness there. One of the things now, weather like this, especially the outside pocket of your hunting coat where there's no insulation, leave them in that outside pocket. Don't tuck them on the inside unless you only take two or three and you're going to eat them. Then put them on the inside. They're going to warm up to body temp, and they're going to taste more like they just came out of the smoker.
Yeah. Oh, there's a good tip right there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And otherwise, you know, we'll do that. You know, take a couple sticks out just enough to cut the edge, kind of keep you awake, you know, while you're waiting for that big buck to come through. And even if you're going to be up now, this year is a longer weekend. So guys that go up on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you have some of your smoked meats. Save some of those for later in the week as, let's say, a breakfast meat. Eat your breakfast sausage the first couple days. Save your bacon for the second couple days. You got cure in them. That'll last you a little longer. Same with meats. If you do steak on the grill a couple days or night before and have your brats or whatever, and then maybe the next day after that do your smoked pork chops or something else, and use that cure to your advantage, and it naturally will help give you a little more shelf life on whatever meats you have.
So if I've got my meats in a cooler and I throw a bag of ice on the bottom of the cooler, are there some that I should keep colder than others? Is it just that difference between the fresh and the cured meats?
Yeah, definitely you want to keep the raw meats the coldest. Any smoked meats you have, That's where you got your forgiveness. So you got a little leeway in there. Ideal temperature, even USDA, is 41 degrees. So, even if I say shoot for 40 with your smoked meats. But there again, let's say you switch it up, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're going to have meat sticks, and then Friday, Saturday, maybe you have your jerky to take in the woods with you. That'll kind of last you a little bit longer. The sticks, you're going to get at least 10 days out of those anyway. So either way, you're dancing.
And the amount of Instacure or whatever you're using for cure is going to determine how long you can keep that in a refrigerated area without growing the mold and stuff like that then?
No, it's more the moisture.
Is that what does it?
Yep. The moisture, there again, like with the snack sticks, have a higher moisture content. So you'll get faster spoilage with that product.
I've noticed some jerky, I can't keep in the fridge very long, and it'll just, start getting the white spots on it.
Yeah, and the white spots is basically, if you were to think of when you salt the roads in the winter, once the moisture comes off and you get that white powder on the roads, in essence, as that jerky continues to dry, you'll have that white, appearance on the outside of jerky. That's just the salt residue.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt you. You can still eat it, right?
Oh, hell yes, with a cold beer. Salt and beer, they go together any day.
Now there's my Polish butcher right there.
What we like to do? I hunt for deer, for a rifle up in Hawkins, not far from where you're going to be, and we should try and get together one night up there. But we love taking your smoked pork chops, pork chops up there. The nice thing about smoked meats at deer camp is, if you get in, if you're a late hunter like me, staying out really, really dark, you get in kind of late, you're hungrier than heck, and you don't want to go through another hour waiting for dinner. You pull those smoked pork chops out, I said it, put it on your tripod on the fire, and you just get a good hot fire, and you just get them warmed up, sear them a little bit, put some oil on them, sear them up a little bit. Oh, my gosh. They're unbelievable.
Tim's tip of the day. You come in, you don't even want to take the time with that. You're going to have a fire going. Take your hot dog fork and just jab that into the side of the smoked chop and just warm it up over the fire.
Caveman.
Eat it right off the fork like a man should, and you don't even have dishes to clean.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's another big thing at your camp.
Yeah, right. Yeah, short straw does the dishes, man. Make sure you carry extra straws. So.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Tim, I walk into the meat shop. Take me down the kinds of smoked meats that I can get at the shop and the variety that you have.
Well, certainly the smoked chops we have are off our local pork. Those are the bone-in, an incredible flavor. Smoked kielbasa, andouille, chorizo, all of our snack sticks are smoked products, all of our jerkies, smoked chicken breast.
Andouille, love your meat. Dude, we got to go. It's end of the show, but you got a wine sale going on today with Hudsonville Winery out there. Good luck with that. $20 off a case, right?
Yes.
All right. Sounds awesome. All right. We're going to see you right after the show.
Okay, thank you very much.
Jop needs some beef ribs.
Yeah, cut me up some of those big Fred Flintstone ribs. I'm coming to get them, Tim.
You got them.
All right, baby.
Thanks so much. Tim,
see ya.
Yeah, that's Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats over on Remembrance Drive. You got to check that place out.
Man, it is an awesome butcher shop. And as we said, we're headed over there after the show. I'm going to give you some of those beef ribs.
That's what men do.
That's right. And because of that, it's time for Man Law. Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Now you're a man. Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac, Michigan, the home of Lower Peninsula Pasties. You never had a pasty? Go out there. Yeah, try one, eh? It's a nice little bit of some pie crust with a little bit of rutabaga and some taters and some chopped up meat and stuff like that, and they throw it in the oven. They throw it in a lot. Okay, you got to try one of Vicky's Pasties. They're seriously the best in the Lower Peninsula. Okay, we always talk about man law, but we want to set up some rules for man law so everybody plays fair. With every set of laws, there are appropriate punishments. And any man shall happen to break any one of these codes, he will be found guilty and will, for 24 hours from the time of the violation, be considered not a man. Okay? This is critical stuff. During this time, he will not be referred to in any masculine way and shall bear the name of princess. That's the law.
All right. Well, that's good stuff. Hey, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's a great Saturday to get outside. Our Spartans and Wolverines play at 3:30. I understand they're on the Big Ten Network. Enjoy that game. Fire up your grills. Get some tailgates going, some poppers, some wrapped shrimp with bacon. Bacon's never bad. But stay tuned with us, and we will be back next week, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about our successful hunting trips. So you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. Have a great week.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.